My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pray. For Lord God of our hearts, minds, spirits, and souls, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, Jesus and the disciples have had some busy times recently. They've been out healing, teaching, casting out demons, feeding the over 5,000 people who have followed them into the wilderness. That's the middle part of the scripture that we didn't hear today. But the needs of the people are great, aren't they? Yes, the needs of the people are great. They're endless. And the more Jesus does with them, the more they come to be taught and healed and fed. It's exhausting, and Jesus needs to go to a quiet place to rest up so that he can keep his ministry going. It's all been too much lately. He just needs some sleep. If those words sound familiar, they should be. They were recently uttered by our very president, Joe Biden, who said he was exhausted by his schedule recently, and the reason why he could not think clearly is because he needed more sleep. Maybe not take any appointments after 8 p.m., he says. The leader of the free world admits he just cannot do it anymore. There has to be an end for what is happening and what he can personally be responsible for. For the sake of engagement, he has to withdraw. And what's the response of the American people? They panic because they have needs. Needs that only he can solve, right? No, that's highly unlikely. But in their need, they project their fear and angst onto him to say that if he can't do it, he should just step aside as a candidate for president for re-election in 2024, and he should just let someone else take over. Now, that sounds a little like our story here, doesn't it? The needy people will not let Jesus rest, for only he can do what he does. It is his cloak they want to touch, his face that they want to see. It is his voice that they want to hear. But the very human Jesus says, enough. Let us go rest. No more meetings after 8 p.m. for the rest of the gospel, okay? According to the National Institute of Health, getting enough quality sleep helps us function throughout the day. People who are sleep deficient, they're less productive at work and school. They have slower reaction time. They take longer to finish both simple and difficult tasks, and they make more mistakes. After several nights of losing sleep, even a loss of just 1 to 2 hours per night, your ability to function suffers as if you haven't slept at all for a day or two. Now, you might be sleep deficient if you often feel like you could doze off while doing the following things: sitting and reading or watching TV. Maybe you could doze off while just sitting in a public place, such as a movie theater, meeting, or classroom. You might be sleep deprived if you feel you could be dozing off riding in a car for an hour without stopping, or sitting and talking to someone. Or you might be sleep deprived if you feel like you could doze off sitting quietly after lunch or sitting in traffic for a few minutes. You ever have that? I think most of us can attest that that's sometimes the case, and we're often aware, and some people actually aren't aware of the risks of sleep deficiency. They may not even realize they're sleep deficient. Even with limited or poor quality sleep, they may still think they can function well. But I think there's one thing we can all agree on, and that's that sleep is not optional. It's so essential to the human condition, we often refer to the other things in life and that are essential as just like eating or sleeping. So sleep is essential, isn't it? That's how important resting is to our bodies, minds, spirits, and souls. And so you might be surprised to learn that not only do we hold our leaders we look up to this impossible standard of not needing rest, but recently, the none other than the Supreme Court of the United States decided to impose this standard on the ones whom Jesus ministered to the most often. The poor, the disinherited, the brokenhearted. In other words, the biblical homeless. The case decided is the most important, significant ruling on homelessness in decades, as the number of people in the U.S. without a permanent place to live rises yearly. The High Court found that outdoor sleeping vans, listen to this, there are cities in this country that ban sleeping outdoors in public places. And the High Court found that outdoor sleeping bans like that don't violate the Eighth Amendment against cruel and unusual punishment. Western cities in the United States had argued that the ruling made it harder to manage outdoor encampments in public spaces if they couldn't outlaw it, but homeless advocates said punishing people who need a place to sleep does nothing more than criminalize homelessness. In California, home to one-third of the country's homeless population, the governor said the decision gives state and local officials the authority to clear unsafe encampments from the streets while acting with compassion. This decision removes the legal ambiguities that have tied the hands of local officials for years, he said. One of the justices said, homelessness is complex. Its causes are many. And so maybe the public policy responses required to address it. A handful of federal judges cannot begin to match the collective wisdom of the American people that possess in deciding how to handle a pressing social question like homelessness. This justice suggested that people who have no choice but to sleep outdoors could raise that as a necessity defense if they're ticketed or otherwise punished for violating a camping ban. But homeless advocates, on the other hand, have said allowing cities to punish people who have no other place to sleep would ultimately make the crisis worse. Cities that had been allowed to regulate encampments under a U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling, but they couldn't bar people from sleeping outdoors. Another justice, looking at it from another standpoint, said, Sleep is a biological necessity, not a crime. Homelessness is a reality for too many Americans. Punishing people for something they can't control, like homelessness, is cruel and unusual, the justice said, warning that striking down the Eighth Amendment arguments against camping bans in public places likely won't end the fights over the ordinances in court. Shelters, by the way, aren't exactly safe places either. People say, well, why just go to a homeless shelter? Many stay away from shelters. You know why? They fear discrimination, physical violence, sexual assault. How many of you here have ever been to a shelter or any kind of halfway house or any kind of facility where you are taken and told you can spend the night here? Or maybe you can spend the next 30, 60, 90, or 180 days here. Never been there? If you want to go and check it out, let me know. I'll schedule a tour and let's go and see together whether these places, these shelters, this supply of supposed housing is a place where you would go in order to get some rest. The attorney for the lead plaintiff in the case, the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, said of the ruling, "Years from now, I hope we'll look back on today's watershed ruling as the turning point in America's homelessness crisis." I'll bet we will. I'll leave you with these final thoughts. Rest is a human right. It's not a negotiation. It isn't something to be taken for granted any more than it can be ticketed or arrested. So let's remember, the needs are many. The crowds are great. They have no food. They are like sheep without a shepherd. And so those of us who do have privilege, we should remember that. Just as we take rest for granted and sleep soundly, there are many who cannot. Not because they don't want to, but because there's no room in the inn. The rent is too high. They're fleeing under penalty of physical harm to themselves or their family. They're aliens in the land, seeking only that which we take for granted. Why can't we grant that back in given? The Bible says we were aliens in the land once too, remember? Tell you what, let's sleep on it. And in the morning, say a prayer for the ones who have nowhere to go, just as Jesus might. And maybe that turning point, it won't take years after all. Thanks be to God. Amen.